Justin Tryon played a lot for us last year. Michael Kosa, those guys will compete. Bruce Johnson had been a starter for us, you know, and played and did well. Bruce is back, you know, after two injuries and looks great moving around out there. You know, we drafted Jerron Hosley. So, I mean, we've got five or six guys that will compete for that spot and for the other two spots, you know, for the nickel and the dime spot. So we have great competition, and those guys will do a great job doing that.
Where is Prince right now as far as his development after, you know, it was kind of at times a bit of a lost year for him last year?
It was a lost year for him because, you know, the injury, missed all the training camp, and, you know, he didn't have any preseason games. So what we did, you know, Prince right now missed the OTAs and the minicamp, so he's really coming on. He did a great job yesterday in his one-on-ones, and he is making progress and doing a great job. The one thing, he did get all the meeting time and all, so he understands the defenses. Now it's just a question of getting the techniques down and, you know, getting the calls and playing with each other.
Is he still, because he's still learning a little bit, is he still playing, I don't know if Tim is the right word, but is he able to flash you the talent that, you know, made him a first-round pick, or is he still holding back?
Oh, no, he flashes the talent. You know, there's no issues with the foot, no issues with the back, you know, and that was what's holding him back, not lack of confidence, not lack of knowing what to do. It was just lack of, you know, being physically fit and able to do it. You know, now he's in football shape and ready to play.
There was always the chance that even if Terrell started, that he would slide over to nickelback when you guys went to three cornerback sets. Do you see any guys now on the depth chart that are natural fits at that nickel?
Well, you know, Terrell was going to, that was our plan to put him inside the nickel because he was a great nickel for us. Right now we have, you know, Antrell Roll playing that spot and done a great job for us all last year when we lost Terrell. We have, you know, Jerron Hosley, we have Dante Hughes, we have Jerron Hosley, you know, and Antoine Molden. You know, Corey will go inside and play a little bit in that spot. So we'll give guys plenty of reps, and, you know, during the preseason games, we'll be able to adjust and use people the way we want to and find out who will fill that role for us.
Molden specifically, what have you seen in him so far this camp?
I think he's done a good job. He's a big physical corner, you know, that did some good jobs, played in big games, you know, outside. We're going to try and use him inside a little bit more because of his size and speed and, you know, his ability to get hands on people. So we're going to try him inside there as well as outside a corner.
Would you rather develop a true cornerback for that nickel spot so Antrell Roll can go back to safety, or does that not matter?
It doesn't matter. We want to put the best 11 players we have on the field. It'd be nice if we could use a corner because, you know, you can match up on the wideouts. And it, you know, for a safety, you know, to go in and play all the nickel stuff, it really makes it tough on him to, you know, play the dual role. And Antrell did a great job doing that for him. But, you know, he's got to spend time working against the wideouts, you know, covering a man-to-man. He's also got to spend time working his deep half and deep, you know, middle of the field technique. So it puts a tremendous burden on somebody like that. Where the corners, they go against the wideouts all the time. So it's a little bit, you know, easier for them. And then we can use some more things, multiple things with Antrell that we were doing with he and Terrell in the preseason and last year in camp. So hopefully we can get back to doing those.
Hey, Pete, as a coach, I mean, we've asked players this. Jerry Jones was kind of like mouthing off the other day saying, you know, we're going to kick the Giants' asses when they come down to Dallas. I mean, as a coach, when you hear something like that, you shaking your head going, what's going on?
You do. I mean, I don't really believe that. Our guys are motivated. They want to get down and win it anyway. So, you know, everybody's going to give us their best shot this year. You know, when you achieve what we achieved, everybody wants to beat us. We're everybody's Super Bowl game for next season. So, you know, we're going to get everybody's best shot. We know that. We understand that. And our guys love to compete no matter where we go. You know, we know where we're going to play. We know when we're going to play, and we're going to play.
J-Ron, what have you seen from him?
He's done a very good job. He's learned the defense, did a good job in the mini camps and the OTAs, and he's done a good job of picking up the nickel spot as well as the corner spot. He's a very conscientious young man, knows what to do, spent extra time, you know, learning his technique, learning his role. You know, it's just a question of going to the pro game and playing, you know, the techniques where you can't bang the guys 5 yards down the field and playing against, you know, great receivers and great quarterbacks every down.
One of the things they talked about when they drafted him was that he plays bigger than his size. Are you seeing that?
I mean, it's hard. We'll see, you know, in preseason games. We can't, you know, in the OTAs and minicamp, because of the rules, we weren't allowed to jam or hit anybody. Now we're able to do that. We'll have full pads on today. But, you know, what I saw on tape, that's absolutely true.
Are the stitches going to slow him down at all?
Hopefully not. Now, he said it, you know, it was sore the other day when it first happened and when they put the stitches in, but right now, you know, he's walking around fine. You know, they'll pad it up, I'm sure, and you know, coach will talk to you about, you know, his role, but I mean, he walked around fine in the meeting today, so we'll see out in the practice field if it bothers him at all.